42.
So it's a it's someone's number out there.
Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson.
Yep.
Broke that barrier. I'm actually gonna watch that on Netflix tonight. Maybe.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I think we're just rambling now.
We are.
Horrible introduction.
It is all good.
All right, so we're going to start episode 42. No other than my guy, Michael France. As you guys know him, Bad Santa Claus.
It's coming back. It's coming back. Yeah. And it's coming in a little more gray. So. Yeah,
you know, you're repping it.
I might be rocking the red suit
you
for
could
Christmas.
Color it. You could color it.
I could.
Yeah.
You got blue that. Cap Christmas party. I'll come in dressed in the red suit.
I know. In Arizona?
Or should I dress? Yeah, man. Dress in a blue one. Looking like I'm Crippin'. Oh, looking like a Crippin' Santa Claus.
Man. Yeah, you did show that display during class. So.
Oh, I did, didn't
I?
Yeah.
I give you that. all right. So most of you guys know we're going to talk about the story of Michael. You know, I'm going to be interrogating him. On questions, you know, stuff that you guys are probably not aware of or you guys did not know. Guys get the chance to know that he's probably the most active individual on this court.
Yeah.
Answering everyone's questions. Try. You know, I want to say appreciate that. You know,
it's what I do, wish take
I
care.
Can, but I get way too many DMs on too many platforms. So, but that's the case. So, all right. So we're going to talk about. Who is Michael France? Like, you know, tell us, you know, from the audience, like, for the people that are not aware, you know, where did you come from? What was your background? You know, the basic information so we can start smoothly from there.
Okay. So.
Oh, so we're not sponsoring that drink, right? All right,
thirsty,
awesome.
If I get thirsty, I'm blaming Derek.
Yeah, we could, you know, we could fire him, you know.
No,
we ain't fired there.
All right, so my name is Michael France.
Wait, Michael France, what is your title? Like,
educator.
You know? No, you're not only the educator. You are the beginner's educator.
Beginner's educator, yes, specifically. Mm-hmm. But all around type of service guy, I'll answer your questions within Discord, IG, et cetera. So. Mm-hmm. My whole goal is to get everybody taken care of within Blue Cap and people that are interested in Blue Cap because it's a brand that I love to represent.
Mm-hmm.
So starting with myself, where I come from, I was born in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
D-Town.
Yep, I was born in Detroit. I didn't live there for too long. While my family's back there. My roots are back there. But it is a place that I come from, and mm-hmm. I never forget where I come from. And seeing how my family was, how, you know, my mother grew up, knowing all those stories and whatnot, you never forget your roots.
Yeah, of course.
So at about the age 6, 7, I moved out to Arizona. Mm-hmm. Been here for quite some time. You know, it's been a big part of my life out here.
Yeah.
And you know, like we always talk about, you never get used to those summers.
No, you just don't.
Can't.
You just step outside. Damn, it's hot as shit, and then you keep seeing
like,
there.
122 like, on my phone. Oh my god!
Yeah, it becomes like another number.
But it makes it worthwhile for a couple of months to be mm-hmm. able to live out here for the winters.
Yeah,
because I'll tell you, seeing, you know, like my mother growing up shoveling snow when yep. I was young and whatnot. And as I had kind of alluded to in the last podcast,
mm-hmm.
where you and I kind of share a similar situation, is that I was raised by a single mother.
Yeah, of course.
So my pops kind of took out when I was 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
decided to choose alcohol over his family, and which has kind of come full circle because I've been in contact with him a lot over the past few months.
Yeah. Oh.
And
so it's kind of like in the same scenario with my dad.
Exactly. So it's interesting the way the universe yeah. works, you know, but seeing all that growing up mm-hmm. and actually experiencing it every time I've kind of went out there during the winters, snow, I don't mind it. It looks beautiful, but I do not want to live in anywhere where there's actual snow.
Yeah.
I'm good. I can be kind of lazy and mm-hmm. I'd rather swim in my pool than to shovel snow. So mm-hmm. I love it out here in Arizona. Yeah. What can I say?
No, it's not bad, you know. You're not dealing with Cali. We don't have crazy traffic over there. You know, no offense to people that live in Cali.
Right.
It's just a great state just to visit, in my opinion. East Coast, Nope. Dealing with crazy weather for 8 months of the year. Depressing humidity, which they're currently having right now. Don't miss that. You know, so Arizona's kind of like, it's cool. Like, you know, it's, we have warm weather all year round. It gets hot, yes, but.
I will tell you one thing that I really, really miss about back home is being able to turn on my kitchen water fountain, like my sink, and being able to drink right out of the tap where it's cold.
You can't do that in
Arizona. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Shout out to the water softener people.
Like, I had people that did that, and I'm like, you serious right now? Like, all right, cool.
That's disgusting. You can't do it. Can't do it.
So, all right. A great feel for, you know, who you are. You know, you talked about, you know, your dad not being in your life and, you know, having that similar reconnection, you know, as you're 37.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
I'm the old guy of the group.
Yeah. You know, so you kind of let the emotion part, you know, pass away, which is completely understandable because we're not the type of people that to hold grudges for the rest of our lives. So
can't
just accept, you know, things for how it was and just move forward.
Yep.
So that's completely understandable, which is good. So now the next question is, like, I want to know, well, the audience, how did we get connected? Like, how did we, you know, cross paths in our lives, you know, and explaining, like, the relationship to where it is now.
Okay.
And where do you want it to keep going for the future?
So it's weird. Like, the journey that it took me to get to this spot, like I said, the universe, like, seems to have a plan for you, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that plan is coming full circle for me. But just like anybody, I've gone through trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. I've gone through jobs here and there. I've been fairly consistent where over the past, 18 years, I've had two jobs, but within the financial industry. So yeah, I worked for Chase.
I wish I had your track record because going through 12 jobs, you know.
But you know what, though? You were able to find something within yourself that took me a little bit longer because I was in that position where I'm like, I see, you know, my mother waking up. She goes to work. She takes me to daycare, right? Whatever, maybe takes me to school. And it's repetitive over and over and over again. And it's like, this is how life has to be.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it really doesn't, you know? So I grew up in that sense. And I took that where it was like, okay, I graduated high school. I'm not really a big fan of college, the whole process, whatever.
Yeah, likewise.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go straight to work. So I started work, and I worked for Wells Fargo for about a year. Then I worked for Chase for 8.5 years, and now I've been with PayPal going on. It'll be 10 years in February.
God damn.
So
you make us look oldish. I mean, young as shit.
It is. You know what? 30 is the new 20, so.
Oh, that's the saying now?
Hey, I heard it somewhere. I think Jay-Z said it at some point.
Yeah, he still looks old. He's been old since he was like 18.
Yeah,
like,
we're not going to talk about why he looks like he's 20, though.
Yeah.
But
that's another episode.
Yeah. But
angles for his wife, but I'm not throwing shade, but continue. Carry on.
Major facts. But I've always had a thing for numbers. Mm-hmm. I've had a thing for service as well. I've, you know, being an account manager, multiple spots, I've had responsibility of portfolios that have been as high value as like $600 million. And it's like, you know what, if I can do something like this and I can maintain this, I can spread knowledge around to other people and be able to take care of them. So I needed the right spot for me. Well, lo and behold, a colleague of mine, she threw up a post on Instagram, and she says, who knows what Forex is? And I had responded because at that time I was starting to learn stocks. I was learning investments.
And baby steps, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, what is all this stuff? And I had already come into contact with Forex. And so when I responded to her, and I'm like, it's the foreign exchange, you know, market, we started talking a little more even at work. And, of course, I went through that normal IML.
Yeah.
But I only went 30 days with it. Because after that 30 days and I saw what was available there compared to the Telegram chat that you were in, I was like.
So you took more value from the Telegram than just being a part of the company at the time?
Bro, I won't go that route. I'll just say yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I'm, you know, like I said, you said, we're not here to throw shade or anything. Yeah. But, yeah, absolutely. It didn't take me long to see what that breakdown was of mm-hmm. what is being performed on this side to compared to what you brought to the table.
Yeah.
So within 30 days, I only got through probably like maybe 10 of the videos mm-hmm. and left, decided I'm just, you know, rocking with you. And then for that whole month of July, what was it, July of 2018,
mm-hmm.
bro, I was on like every call. I was on every chat, whatever yep. it may be. And then there was a week where you and I were literally doing London and New York while everybody was sleeping on their dreams,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was just soaking in information.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's when, in my mind, I'm like, all right, who the fuck is this guy? Like, you know, like, yeah, everyone's sleeping on their dreams. I'm like, but I admire the persistence of that you wanted to obtain the knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. So like you, it was, I think it was like, it was just like me and you,
mm-hmm.
and you were just shooting questions that I was answering and this and that. And then, I don't know, you just like, kind of like, you kind of like really soaked in of everything that I was telling you, like, you know, you applied all like the knowledge and stuff like that. So, and then I just carried on from like every, like the Zoom call, like, and then it got to a point like you were answering like the questions that everyone else was trying to answer.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, this and that. So I kind of like looking back at it, it was just like, damn, like I didn't know that that conversation, it was just me and you on that and that Zoom. And everyone else is like either falling asleep or, you know, they just had themselves muted, that is going to lead to now.
Right. Well, that was the puzzle piece for me that mm-hmm. that fit. Like when something just works and it fits, yeah. it's just meant to be at that point. And I felt that because I was at a point in my life where I was at a decision mm-hmm. That I have to make where it's like, hey, you know what? I can continue to work. I continue to do all this. Or I can look to how can I advance, you know, not only my knowledge of something that I'm interested in,
mm-hmm.
but also how can I, you know, allow my family to be advanced, you yeah. know, being able to provide more for them and not living just basically within a certain amount of means where mm-hmm. I can control what comes in and what comes out. If yeah. I don't want to trade that day, I don't have to trade that day. If mm-hmm. I want to trade that day, I can turn around and make my salary paycheck in a couple of hours, mm-hmm. right? So given that freedom, and I'm like, that whole process started with Venus and I,
mm-hmm.
Where she was like, babe, we need to look into doing something because I can't do this working anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had this dream of getting the food truck that I've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started with her, and I'm like, you know what, if you can come up with the ideas or whatever, I'll work hard to make sure that we can get this at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So lo and behold, all this opportunity came into play. And then just being able to work with you, and like, you can tell a lot even through phone calls,
mm-hmm.
Whether the video's there, whether they're not there, just conversation. And I could see what your goal was, and it fits with what my goal was.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I say something fits like a puzzle piece, that was just, for me, I'm like, this is it. Like, mm-hmm. I gotta rock with Ken, you know what I mean? You understand me, I understand you, I learn from you well, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And now I can pass that along and help you do what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when, you know, with the when that kind of happened, we had what, Blue Capital FX start?
Yep. Yeah, so tell them your journey on that, because like when I established Blue Capital FX
mm-hmm.
and going through the road, and we were just like deciding like the educators that could be on that platform. And then I think you were like the first educator that came to mind. And then that's when everything else just followed the rest. So I was like, no, like I was like talking about it between, you know, the two individuals that we're now no longer in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
And that you were very passionate. It was like your passion mm-hmm. for it. And you love talking about it. Like you talked about it even when you were telling me going back to work, like, you didn't even sometimes pay attention at work. You were just looking at the charts, like, you know.
So yeah.
It was an easy decision to make, you know, for you to become the beginner's educator. And then from there, you just, like, you took the role, like, how you just wanted to participate of learning.
Well, I take a lot of pride in mm-hmm. what you've passed on. You've taken your time. You've taken your efforts and everything like that, and you've invested that in me. So when I see that, if I'm not going to do it for myself, then I always have something to fall back on as why I need to do something, right? So ultimately, for me, like I said, it's the knowledge portion of it. Every time I'm on a call, there's things that I might be able to see and point out that I wasn't aware of when I looked at a chart beforehand. So in a way, it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. I can do back testing at the same time that I'm teaching, right? So a lot of students may not know that, but it's just the ability of working together. And by being able to start with a solid foundation and get people started off from there on, they can decide what levels that they're going to level up to, right? But at least if it starts here at the beginner's level where it's like, hey, Mike is the person I got to go to. He represents Blue Capital on this level. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of pride that I take in that, but there's a lot of responsibility as well. You know, so I welcome all that. I mean, I'm kind of a hefty dude. I could fit it all on my shoulders, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, and I'm happy to do it, you know? It was kind of surprising to me because it did kind of land into my lap at some point because it was like, well, this is when we were doing first day of school.
Right? Oh, yep, first day of school.
So when we did first day of school.
Throwback.
And it was an hour long on Monday. That's all I did for that week. And then we had educator issues where one may have dropped off and was like, well, we need to fill in this time. Boom, boom, boom. And then we've got all of a sudden, it's me, right? It's me and you. So that journey, though, has been really, really interesting. I've seen a lot within you. I've seen a lot within the company. I've seen a lot within myself. And it's like, holy shit, this past year and a half, 2 years, it's been a journey. But it's something to be proud of.
And let's also talk about that troubling time when we had little to almost like, what, 10, less than 20 students. In that month of July, we had everyone just canceling left and right. And you still were teaching. Like, you know, even when I was telling you through those tough times, like, you know, like you weren't able to get paid out because we weren't bringing enough revenue because of just like not only like with my performance, you know, like also with you as well. And just trying to like teach and have everyone be persistent and not depending on just the results. Just, you know, oh, I could be a next up in line, you know, to come up with some type of revenue that they're looking for. So like, I want to hear from like, how did you handle, even though like, yes, you are older and we had the other educators that, you know, just weren't ready. They just were just focusing on, you know, I want to get paid. But they weren't looking at the bigger aspect of the journey, like, and actually embracing it, to be honest. Like, cause if they actually just stayed focused, they would have, you know, visualize what could have been if, okay, I'm in that seat, like, you know, my time is coming, all of this hard work is going to pay off. But give the audience from, you know, because I want to be as very transparent, you know, the times that when we were in those dark phase, right? And so much drama and conflict was happening. Like, how did you handle it, even though when, you know, you could have left like everyone else, you know?
So I'll take it back even further than that because I think to answer that question, you have to understand where my overall mindset is. Now, growing up, I didn't have, because my mother was working all the time and then she was also going to school, you know, and I was able to look up to her a lot as far as her accomplishments. There's a little bit of lack of discipline, and she'll be the first one to tell you that. You know, that's where the lack of discipline kind of comes in as the sacrifice to being able to be the great role model as far as putting in hard work and getting what you want, right? So growing up into my teenage years were, I mean, they're not any difficult than the next person, but how it translated to me is that I was in a very bad mental spot. And at one point, not many people know about this. I have talked about it, but at one point I attempted to commit suicide. And I came close to it. And from that time, there was a turning point within myself because that story, it's nothing that I'm proud of, but I talk about it freely because I don't want people to know. I want people to know that, you know, you're not alone. A lot of people go through that same thought, right? So when I looked back on it and I thought about the situation at hand, I literally did this in front of my mother, right? So it's like, you know what? I brought myself down to build myself up to the point to where I can't look at anything like that ever mm-hmm. again, right? So it's all about staying positive, staying positive, staying positive, looking at the glass as half full, mm-hmm. right? So that's translated throughout the past. Well, that was when I was 17, so it was 20 years ago, mm-hmm. right? And being able to reach out to people and talk to them about their mindset, their mental side, and kind of have them come to me at some point. I've had people just talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. It kind of showed me that I had a form of teaching within myself. So fast forward all the way to this time, I've always told myself, whatever I'm going through now, I'm going to go through something worse in the future. Mm-hmm. So I already had that aspect in my mind and that thought like, hey, all right, something's going to end up happening. It's going to be a bigger challenge than what it was beforehand. Mm-hmm. Right. So when we went through that time frame a year ago, I could tell you right now, there might be something that's going to come up at some point that's going to be a lot harder than 3 or 4 months where we don't have any students. Mm-hmm. Right. We had, what, 9 people on my calls at one point?
Yeah.
As long as there's one person outside of myself that's going to be on the call, the mm-hmm. call is going to be worth it because I'm reaching out to one individual, mm-hmm. right? It's my responsibility to carry that. It's my responsibility to be positive. And that positivity that I've kind of changed and switched my whole mind to, it keeps me going. You know, it keeps me alive mm-hmm. knowing that there's going to be challenges around the way, but no matter what, it's going to come out looking beautiful, mm-hmm. right? So when we went through that dark time, what was it, July into August,
yep.
and now look at where we're at,
mm-hmm.
and it's just that patience. If the market, and the market has taught me this as well,
yeah.
patience will pay off no matter how it goes, mm-hmm. right? It will pay off, and by being patient, by just rolling with the punches, now I get to sit back and say, you know what? We made it through that.
Yeah.
We did that. Mm-hmm. It was a trial. It was a tribulation. It was a test. And that test we overcame. And now we're getting into better times.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be probably another one. It's just a vicious cycle, right? History repeats itself.
Yeah.
There could be another challenge that pops up and we're going to come out looking beautiful after that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any challenge that we can't take on because of the challenges we've already been through,
mm-hmm.
right? So I keep that in my mind all the time. And I mean, think about it, within the span of that, what, 7 months at that time, we had gone through a point where Blue Capital FX was shut down. We had DMs blowing up mm-hmm. for 3 days. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? And then having to rebuild.
Mm-hmm. So in 7 days.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so it's not like I was obligated to start a whole another company. It was just that I wasn't wanting to allow, you know, two individuals that doing business with at the mm-hmm. time to ruin what I'm truly passionate about. And I wanted to not have, you know, people think that they could take that, you know, some of what that power or, you know, what I truly wanted as a vision away from me. Like, that's not how I wanted to live life. Like, oh, having that regret feeling, oh, I could have started up another company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have just focus on just trading within myself and became very selfish because, you know, that's what a lot of people would have done. But no,
that's not in your nature.
That's though. That's not me to become selfish. Like, I don't know how to be selfish. That's why it took me so long for me to actually treat myself. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm always giving. Like,
right.
That's my natural instinct to always keep doing. So even if it's like an hour or a couple of hours out of my own time, I'm like, great. Because I'm always thinking of the bigger picture of how mm-hmm. that could truly impact.
Absolutely. So
when I saw you going to, not able to pay you out, you didn't hesitate. Like, you know, you just were like, yo, look, we're going to keep being positive. We're going to pave through and it's going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Well, that's where having your emotions in check, mm-hmm. right? I could have bitched and moaned and complained, like you said, and I could have left, right?
Yeah.
But no, I see the bigger picture. It's not in you to not allow that drive to be stopped. Mm-hmm. And I know that.
Yeah.
So when we even had those phone calls, because you mm-hmm. would call me every now and then, yeah. and there was one of them that you were like, look, I feel
like you were like my therapist at some point. And I usually don't like voice out like any of my problems. Like, you know, I'm the type of, you know, blue collar worker, just, you know, suck it up and just keep grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that emotion could be at the front door and it is what it is. Like, I'll eventually open the door and handle it, but I knew that that's not going to be a solution,
right? So. Well, and when you said I'm looking, You know, you're like, hey, I think I might stop. I said, what did I say? I said, I support you.
Yeah, you support me.
Right? Completely. And that's, I think that's a key within all of us. There's going to be some form of a support system that has to be able to hold you up at some point. Mm-hmm. You got to go to that's that small circle, that decimal point that mm-hmm. I refer to, right? So, you know, you and I, we've got each other. I've got my mom. I've got Venus, which shout out to both of those ladies for being as patient as they have been with me. So I love you.
She's like, I hope I'm watching.
Well, I told her to tune in too, so hopefully she's watching. But then you got, you know, Clive, you got your mom, mm-hmm. you've got Alex, you know, you've got Derek, and we've got a steady, what I refer to as a steady table here that we can rely on yeah. each other, you know. So even if something were to happen where you were like, well, Blue Capital's done, that's not going to stop me from, you know, working with you mm-hmm. either way, right? Because it's that personality, it's that drive and that support between both of us that I'm like, I'm rocking with you, mm-hmm. you know. So it may have been a challenge, but it's that triumph afterwards where we can sit here right now and say, we went through that. Mm-hmm. Bro, that's an accomplishment that a mm-hmm. motherfucker, you know. And it makes me even more excited for what's going to happen next week, the week yeah. after, next month, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just I have a great feeling about it all. And there wouldn't be any reason why I'm standing here or sitting here in this podcast if I didn't have my faith in you, bro. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, you know.
So
just try and make the journey fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you went through the ups and downs.
Well, and Kobe yeah. said it. He said it's not about the end result.
Yeah.
It's about the journey that you go through.
Yeah. That and experience. That's where a lot of people miss on that key factor. Like, you know, people always ask, like, you know, like that typical question that, you know, we always get. How long have you been trading? Like, you know, when was your initial breakout that you would start to see success? I'm like, look, I wasn't paying attention to how long is it going to take for me to become successful. I was enjoying mm-hmm. the process. Like, I loved it. I love blowing my account. I love losing money in the market. And not a lot of people would be proudly to say that, because mm-hmm. that was teaching me every kind of angle of failure. So when I do have that complete breakout, you know, and you do have that complete breakout and you start seeing that consistent profits, right? You're like, wow. So if anyone is referring to me that, like, how long did it take? You broke that habit.
Right. Like, at some point you break the habit. Yeah. You got to, you know. But it's a fun journey if you allow it to be, mm-hmm. you know. Stop allowing the emotions to take over and yeah. just take it for what it is.
Yeah,
and
don't compare someone else's chapter to, you know, to your own book.
Right.
Like, everyone is going to have a different pace. Not everyone's going to finish a book immediately. So enjoy it, mm-hmm. no matter how long it takes.
And I don't know, I find myself every day, I do grow. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be better than I was the day before each yeah. time. And that resonates with me now more than it did 5 years ago, than it did 10 years ago, mm-hmm. even 15.
Yep.
So it's something within myself that I strive. Like, when I tell people, like, look, I want to see you winning. Like, they DM me, yo, thanks for the advice. Thanks for the help. Bro, if you're winning and it's helping you be better than you were the next day, that's what I feel Blue Cap represents overall. Mm-hmm. We're not just, that's why I refer to everybody as family. I look at everybody as family, yeah. you know, like distant cousins, if you, brothers, yeah, sisters, if you guys
didn't know, are you falling asleep?
Is my story her boring eyes, you? Yeah.
She's like, this story, oh my God, is another cliche story. So I do kind of refer to you. You're like the big teddy bear that holds Blue Cap, to be honest. Because, like, no one comes to me with their pity questions, but everyone will come to you. Like, you know, they're like, oh, Michael, you know. So just goes to show, like, the different kind of personalities that's in there. Like, you know, I'm very straightforward, call you out on your shit, mm-hmm. like this and that. And then you're the guy that's like, you know, big hearted, like, you know, everyone comes to you and you just keep everyone on ease, like, you know, give them the reality for what it is and how they could change and progress. So,
well, and that's because the three things that I value, in fact, I really thought about this during the 5-day course when Daniel had his call that we had. Mm-hmm. I've thought about it, but I never really thought about it until that night. And he said, switch up a conversation and just ask somebody and throw them off completely and ask them what they value in life. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're going to get them to look at you like, You don't, like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm like, what is it that I really, really value? The three things that I would have to say that I value is loyalty, responsibility, and accountability. Mm-hmm. Right? So if I see that somebody has that type of personality within our community, I'll take as much as I need to time with them. I can be patient. The market has taught me patience. Mm-hmm. Getting to this point within my life, 37, and making it where I'm at and knowing that it could be better from here, but it's going to take some work, that patience has taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. Being patient, you know, with certain situations that have been at work and mm-hmm. In my employment times. It teaches you a lot. And I try, like I said, I try not to let it ever get me down. Mm-hmm. But it just makes me being able to be patient later on. And when I think of the whole story for myself, that's what I feel like that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Is to do something like this, mm-hmm. you know, take my time with individuals that don't know anything about this mm-hmm. and turn them into chart beasts. You know, once they feel comfortable enough with me, they can move on to your technical advanced classes and whatnot. And being able to move on to the box strategy and the cap zone videos. Once they understand what a PIP is, what market structure is, take that time with me. Let's do this, mm-hmm. right? Put that effort in, because what's going to come, what you're going to put in is what you're going to get out. Mm-hmm. And you taught me that.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at. Like, that patience is key. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've said it before. Like, I'm a very patient person when it comes to that. And that's, again, it's like, this is why I feel like why I'm here, like, to do something like this.
Mm-hmm. Be awesome. That's, like, straight to the point and... It's what we carry on. Mm-hmm. So I got one last question. Are you ready?
Shoot. Let's go. So, Steph Curry.
All right. So what are your goals, aspirations working with Blue Cap? Like, do you feel like you could work with Blue Cap forever?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Oh,
he said it with his chest.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I have no doubt in my mind. Yeah. I've had this conversation.
Yeah.
And to see something that I've been a part of since it was an embryo, so to say, all the way to where it's at now. Pretty
disgusting to look at, but okay.
that's talking about the idea, the early stages, right? To where it's at now, and being able to take it and say, hey, you know what? It started with, like, as far as BCA goes, three of us. Mm-hmm. We got to level one, level two, level three. It's just like progressing in life, period. Mm-hmm. And when you can start at the beginning and be a part of something that is so special, then for me, sky's the limit, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where that, it can only go as far as we take it.
Yeah.
Right. And so if that effort continually gets put in, well, guess what? Blue Capital is going to be more of a household name than it is now. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That's what I want, because Blue Capital represents me. I represent Blue Capital. And I don't know of how many people that don't know that, you mm-hmm. know, like, it's like I bleed Blue Capital, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just something that's for me.
Yeah.
So to turn around and say, oh, well, I quit now. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it would have to take something that is earth shattering for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that happening, because.
So you view Blue Capital as your perfect girlfriend.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well,
Alex was like,
Yeah.
All right, that's a great way to look at it.
Well, it's funny, because when I'm up here, sometimes when I have these conversations before I leave, Venus will send me a little jab, and she'll be like, yeah, you're married to The Office. I'm like, wait a minute. Nah.
Like, have you seen The Office?
Right.
Like, the lights, like, free drinks, like, you know, right in the fridge. You know, every time that you come here.
Every time.
Like,
oh, you know what?
There's no snacks.
I know. I need to go get some cheese.
Yeah, you see? The cheese steaks, man. I'm telling this guy.
So it is a huge part of my life. And mm-hmm. even the closest people within my own home know that.
Yeah.
You know, so I can definitely say that there's no doubt in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm here, bro. I told awesome. You I'm rocking with you.
I know. Like, we had all the manifestation, you know, vision and all of it. The groundwork, you know, the ups and downs, the frustration, like, man, we've been through it all,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's been one hell of a journey, and, you know, we're scratching that surface that now we're adding in more as a family, talking crazy shit in our group, and then Derek has to read all of it.
You know? He wakes up. He's like 95 messages. What is
like,
this?
Like, he's like, poor guy. Like, right? You know. But we're like, nah.
I will tell you this though.
We give Derek a show. Like,
I'll tell you this. I feel if I have to put this in a chart format,
yeah,
we are reaching a next resistance that we got to break. Yeah,
it's,
right?
It's the limit is ridiculous.
So we started as a support. We're hitting our first high. Well, we had a high.
But
we
the best back part, the low. Best part about this is that it's a minority company. That's the best part about it. Yeah. Like, you know, and it brings so much weight because like it's just paving the wave that, you know, that saying that I like to always believe that make the impossible possible. There goes Leak again. This dude lacks communication on using a song. Like,
you know, we've talked about Black-owned businesses before. Mm-hmm. And for me to see, like, you know where I'm at with any of the movement.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see equality more than the next person, mm-hmm. you know? So if I can help that happen and I can help a Black-owned business succeed, then shit, I'm on board. Mm-hmm. Either way, you know, like.
Yeah, like, you know that saying, you're invited to the cookout.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that a lot. I'm gonna have to bring a lot of ribs and stuff.
Oh, you know, that's where it's at, so, man. It smacks.
Either that or fuck it. I'm just gonna have my own barbecue and all y'all are invited. How about that?
Yeah. sounds like, you know, I can't turn down $3.99 anyway. So
hey, you know there's gonna be patelillos there. You know, all the plantains, the platanos.
Yeah, I don't know if Derek will eat all of it because, you know, he likes that slim look, you know?
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. There's more for us, man. Then.
So is there anything that you want to leave off on this episode that you want to give everyone that watches our channel?
I mean, for everybody that is watching, listening, I appreciate you for even taking an interest into who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if everybody that does know, I bleed blue cap. So when you get in blue cap, you get 100% of me,
mm-hmm.
all the time. And yeah, I mean, I'd love to rock with as many people as possible and change some lives. So yep. I hope that any of the information you could take value from, whether it's just knowing who I am or whether I said something that could affect you. But, you know, overall, I'm just glad, you know, I'm where I'm at right now. You know, awesome. So I appreciate you for the opportunity, of course.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know, it took 42 episodes, but we're here. So
hey, they are gonna know at some point, so yeah. We're good.
All right. That is a wrap.
Wait, we forgot to tell people, like and subscribe to the video.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe to the channel, etc. Yeah. So all you YouTubers, do that. Click those buttons.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
Yep.
And you're there, so
exactly.
Just click it.
Just click it.
Yep.